Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path number 8. So February brings for you the energy of the 9. And goat energy. So with goat energy, we have this energy of patience, persistence, ultimate rewards coming in after you sort of move through whatever it is that you're being asked to move through, right? We think of the goat like perseverance, right? Getting to the top of the mountain or doing difficult tasks and being justly rewarded. I just think about like the images of the goats, like literally on the side of a cliff, eating the nutrients, right? So they are very capable of doing difficult things and overcoming difficult things and receiving the rewards. And taking risks. That's such an 8 energy, right? So this could be a time where you are being asked to take risks in some way, or you have been taking risks and you're seeing the payoff from that, right? Or you're learning from, you know, what didn't work out, etc. But there's definitely this element of continuing to keep going. Don't give up just yet. The end is in sight, meaning like you've almost reached the summit. Keep going. Maybe this is going to be a time where you're going to have to make some adjustments or rework something to help you to get to the top or ask for assistance. Also, this is very much 9 energy, is asking for assistance or help or support. And that's one thing too with 8 energy and the goat. There's like this strong sense of independence of doing it yourself. And with 9 energy, because that's the energy you're working with this month, you're sort of being pushed to recognize that nobody truly gets to the top alone, right? By themselves. There's always some kind of assistance that's occurring. So this might be a month where you actually need to ask for that assistance to help, you know, to help get you there. With the 9, a lot of times when we're in a 9 cycle, things can become, it can become very clear like what's cyclical in our life, right? Like what's needs to fall away, what's trying to come in. And a lot of times, every time something new comes in, there has to be some give or take, right? There has to be something that's released. Whether it's like we get a new job and a new promotion, you know, we get this new opportunity, but with that, we might have to give up some of our free time. We might have to make some sacrifices or some compromises. So you could see this month that you are being asked to do that. But remember, it's usually tied to something, you know, that you want coming in. So there could be some areas of your life that you've been holding on to, trying to kind of, you know, it's reached its expiration date and it's time to release it. And the 9 can help to do that. Usually when we go through a 9 cycle, it's going to weed out whatever it is, again, that sort of hit its expiration date, but we're too attached to it to let it go. The 9 comes in and does it for us usually. And that can be difficult at times. So move through anything that comes up for you, obviously, with that release. The other thing with a 9 cycle is that this can be a really great time for rebuilding or building bridges, right? So if there have been connections or situations where you or the other person have burnt that bridge, this is a great time to come together, to heal, to offer forgiveness, to find some kind of compromise, to meet in the middle type of thing. It doesn't mean that you have to sort of rekindle that connection and get it back to the place that it was, but it's just sort of like releasing that tension, that animosity, any anger and resentment. Whether you're doing it with that person, you know, in the physical, or if you're doing it more energetically, because sometimes it's just not possible to do it with the other person. And so it may be that this is a month where you just feel called from a soul level to find peace with that situation in whatever way that you can do that, and release anything that's, you know, keeping you from having peace around that situation. And it may mean that for certain connections, you have to swallow your pride and be the bigger person. A lot of times 9 energy will push us to do that because it knows that this bridge needs to be mended. And maybe it's that we're the most capable of initiating that in that moment. This definitely is a time for releasing any bitterness and living in the past, right? So if there's any area within your life where you just keep going back to a past moment or replaying it, and it's keeping you stuck there, it's a situation or something that's on loop, and you keep going back to that loop, this is going to be a time where this 9 energy will likely help you to cut that loop and move forward. And in that process, remove any bitterness that's associated with whatever that is. And that can also mean, because remember, with 9 energy, it's about asking for help. It's about getting support as well, sort of seeking or sinking into your receptivity. And so this could be a great time to, you know, see a therapist or see a healer or whatever calls to you. See a numerologist to sort of gain a deeper understanding of, you know, what it is that you need to work through and how to do that. The other thing I would say about this energy is, of course, you know, with 9 energy, it's a very like giving and sort of compassionate, charitable type of energy. It's the humanitarian, right? So there's some things here where you might be, you know, in the hot seat or in a position to be the champion for the underdog, so to speak, where you are, you know, and as an 8, this is such a big part of your journey as well, right? To do things with integrity, and with that integrity, opening doors for others, using your power, platform, resources, money to not only, like, you know, empower yourself, but to help empower others as well. Uplift, empower, inspire, right? And the 9 helps you to do that as well. So it's an incredibly beautiful energy. There is a strong healing type of element here, or theme, right? So whatever area needs the most healing this month, you will likely see that be emphasized. And so what are you going to do with that, right? And that could include releasing something, you know, mending something, you know, however it shows up for you, or just finding forgiveness in your heart and being able to truly move forward in a way that is healthy for, you know, all involved. So beautiful month ahead for you all. Very powerful. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, 8s. Bye for now.